either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com. Leaders.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, friends, Maulana Muhammad Sahib ne to dil hila diya. Maulana Muhammad Sahib recited the closing verses of Surah Maryam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his beautiful way, is sort of complaining to us, to humanity. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. People say Rahman has a son. He has taken a son for himself. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. You have approached something which is huge, grave. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنُهُ. This sentence in itself is so grave, so bad, so preposterous that the skies want to rent asunder because of this. They are angry, even the heavens are angry. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. The earth wants to open up and swallow those people who make this claim. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا. And the mountains want to fall upon such claims. And دعوا للرحمن ولدا. Just because they claim that Rahman, the most merciful, has a son, he's taken a son for himself. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It is impossible for Rabb to take someone as his own son. إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِي الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. There is none in the heavens and the earth, but they will come to Rahman alone, as a slave of Rahman. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Each and every single person will come alone, without any protocol, without any attendants, without any khadims or servants, every man for himself, every woman for herself. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. He has counted them fully well. He knows each and every single person in the universe. He knows them fully well. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Then what? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَدَّا. Those who have proper iman and who work righteous deeds, then Rahman will place love for them. He will place love for them in the hearts of the creations, human beings, jinns, malaika. Malaika will love them as well. Angels will love them. They will be loved in dunya. They will be loved in the akhirat. They will be loved in the hereafter on the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't make this claim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just say this over here. Surah Maryam is all about this. In the beginning and the end, Allah talks about this same subject. Rahman doesn't have a son. In other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it. بَدِيعُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةِ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. He never had a role model sample before him to make the universe. He created the whole universe without any sample or role model before him. He created it on his own. Originator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have a son when he doesn't have a wife? And he created everything. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And he knows everything. He is fully aware of everything. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ. Eyes cannot perceive him. وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ. And he perceives the eyesight. He knows the eyesight right deep into it, every vein. And everything which the optician will explain, Allah knows it better than any optician in the whole world, because He is the creator, He created that eye. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the subtle, the fully aware. So when it comes to this topic, Allah also comes into Josh. And the manner in which Allah speaks is ajeeb. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Indeed, those have disbelieved who say that Masih is Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. That Allah, God, is Masih, son of Maryam. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Whereas Masih himself said, O Israelites, Bani Israel, worship Allah, your Rabb and my Rabb. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, the one who associates partners with Allah, Allah has made Jannat haram upon him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. His abode will be the fire. And for the unjust, there are no helpers. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ سَلَاسَ. And indeed, those have disbelieved as well, who say that Allah is a third of the three. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Whereas there is no ilah but one ilah. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَيَمَسَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And if they don't desist and stop from what they are saying, then those who are rejecting will be afflicted with a painful punishment. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Are they not repenting to Allah and seeking forgiveness from Him? أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Masih, son of Maryam, is nothing but a messenger. مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Many messengers have come before him. He is also part of that chain of messengers. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ. And his mother was an extremely truthful woman. كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They both used to eat food. How can they be God? They're eating food, they're in need of food. كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. أُنظُرْ كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ ثُمَّ انظُرْ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. See how we explain the signs to them. Then see how they are deluded. قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Say, are you worshipping, leaving aside Allah, those who cannot harm you nor benefit you? وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Whereas it is Allah who is the all-hearing, all-knowing. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. Say, O people of the scripture, do not exaggerate within matters of your deen. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. And say not upon Allah except for the truth. کیا ہے آگے؟ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. And do not follow the whimsical desires of such people who before you went astray and led others astray. And they went astray and far away from the straight path. These are just a few verses from the Quran with regards to Iman, Aqeedah, belief, faith, that Allah is one. He is the one and only. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِلَٰهُكُمْ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَٰهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَإِيَّا يَفَرْهَبُونَ. Don't take two gods, one God only. Fear me alone. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides Him. He is the living. He is the sustainer. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Slumber does not seize Him, let alone sleep. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. His is whatever is in the heavens and the earth. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is there that can speak up in His presence except after His permission? Allah. Allah is Allah. He is mighty. He is Zul Jalal wal Ikram. You can't speak up, you can't say a word in Allah's presence except if He gives permission. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows what is before them, what is after them, behind them. What happened in the past, what is going to happen in future, everything is same for Him. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. They cannot encompass any of His ilm and knowledge except what He wills and He allows. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His chair extends over the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. And guarding the heavens and the earth does not weary Him, tire Him, does not tire Him. It's easy peasy for Him. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the lofty, He is the majestic. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Tawheed is the first tenet of our iman, our faith, our aqeedah, our belief. Without Tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah, our iman cannot be correct. A mu'min can only be a mu'min when he believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this iman and yaqeen should be strong, firm. It should be stronger than the Himalaya mountains. The mountains can shake, but this iman should not shake. Today, may Allah protect us and our children. We are being bombarded with doubts, shukuk, shubuhat, suspicions, from left, right and center. Wherever we go, wherever we turn, wherever we look, there are people creating doubts and suspicions within our minds. On the TV, on the mobile, on the iPad, iPod, in computer games, in films, in movies, in education. Wherever we see, this shak is forced into the minds of every individual. Therefore, we need to learn our aqidah, our deen, our iman, and be strong on our iman. Maulana Muhammad Sindhi Sahab does tafsir over here every Friday of Surah Yusuf. You should sit in that tafsir. Learn Quran. Because when you learn Quran, you study Quran, it strengthens your faith. It strengthens your aqidah. We need to learn. So if you sit in the tafsir, listen carefully, listen to the stories, beautiful story. Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared us Ahsan al-Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off Surah Yusuf with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Alif Lam Ra. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. These are the opening verses of Surah Yusuf. Alif Lam Ra. Allah knows best what he means by that. Allah didn't explain its meaning to us, and we don't need to know the meaning of it. We just need to read it. Three letters, we get 30 hasanat. That's enough for us. Maybe Allah is trying to indicate that you won't understand everything in the Quran. Don't worry. Just read it. Some people today say, if you don't understand Quran, what's the point of reading it? We say, well, Alif Lam Ra said, read it, don't worry. If you don't understand it, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with one letter you get 10 hasanat, three letters you will get 30 hasanat. These huruf muqatta'at, alif lam, mim, alif lam, mim ra, alif lam, mim sad, hamim, yasin, hamim, ayin, sin, qaf, kaf, ha, ya, ayin, sad, in the beginning of surah, maybe drumming this message into our minds that recite the Quran, don't worry about understanding, not understanding. If you understand, all the better. Even if you don't understand, keep reciting it. It is a special book. It is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubeen. These are verses of the open, clear cut book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no ambiguity in the verses where you might scratch your head. What is this? I don't understand this. No. It's open, clear, read it. You won't have any doubts and shukuk in the message which Quran is trying to give you. Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitab, La Raiba Fi, Hudan Lil Muttaqeen. This is the book. There is no doubt in it being the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a guidance for those who have the slightest bit of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is that awareness of Allah. You are aware of Allah. Constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. If you have that awareness, Quran will guide you. Hudan lil muttaqeen. Allah said, "Tilka ayatul kitab al mubin. Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyan." We reveal this Quran in beautiful, clear-cut, plain Arabic language. La'allakum ta'qilun. Perhaps you may understand. Now we are going to reveal this book to you. Nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al qasas. Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, relate some nice story to us." And Allah related this story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is the only story in the Quran which is in one surah as a whole, complete. Other stories, some bits and bats here and there, for some reason, some nasihat, advice Allah wants to give us. But Surah Yusuf, qissa of Yusuf alayhi salam, all in one place. Maybe that's why Allah said, Ahsan al-Qasas, the most beautiful of narratives, is the most beautiful qasas and narrative you could ever read. Read this story. It's so beautiful, so accurate. that the people of the previous scriptures came down with their scriptures, with their pen and paper, and they started correcting their own scriptures with it. Whatever was corrupted in their scriptures, they took that out and learned from Quran and corrected that. That's how accurate Surah Yusuf is. And it's beautiful. The way in which Allah explains the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is beautiful. And Allah said, Bima awhayna ilayka hadha al-Quran. This Quran is wahi, is revealed to you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a historian. He did not have a PhD degree in history. He never went to a school, let alone a college or a university. He was unschooled, unlettered. In spite of that, he's bringing this beautiful Quran. Where is it coming from? It's only coming from one and only source, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bima awhayna ilayka hadha al-Quran. That is why at the end of the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah is bringing it to a close, تِلْكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. This is, یہی ہے نا مطلب کیا ہے آخر میں, رب قد آتیتنی من الملک وعلمتنی من تعویل الاحادیث فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولی فی الدنیا والآخرہ توفنی مسلما والحقنی بالصالحین. یہی ہے نا, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. This is from the knowledge of the unseen, which we are revealing upon your heart. And you were not there when the brothers of Yusuf were plotting against him. Who informed you of that plot which they were plotting? Allah is informing you of that plot. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So, Surah Yusuf, beautiful story. You read it, it will strengthen your iman, perfect your iman, complete your iman. We need to keep working on our iman. If outside environment is working upon us to corrupt our iman, to corrupt our belief, we have to increase our effort in protecting our iman, protecting our belief. We have to learn more, we have to study more, we have to bring ourselves closer to Allah. We have to try our best to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we work on our iman, then our iman will remain strong. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Anfal about strong iman. Pakka iman, pukhta iman, kamil iman, perfect iman. Said, five things, whoever does these five things, then their iman will be kamil, perfect, complete. Allah says on the first page of Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Five things. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah's name is taken in front of them, their hearts begin to tremble. Allah, 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 Allah is saying this. Oh, oh, this is Allah's word. Allah is explaining this to us. They take it seriously. If they don't, they just stay and listen to it. Do, no attention. Allah said in Surah Al-Furqan, والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا. عباد الرحمن are those, when they are reminded of the verses of Rahman, they don't fall over it deaf and dumb, blind. No, they pay attention to it. If you pay no attention to what Allah is saying, you just do what you're doing casually, then that means your iman is not correct. When Allah is mentioned to you, you should immediately stop and do what Allah is telling you to do. Look at our Salafi Salihin. What was their condition when they hear the azan? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Umar was passing through the market and Muazzin said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And all the shopkeepers left their shops as they were and rushed to the masjid. Let alone locking, they didn't even close their shops. They just left, ran to the masjid. Ibn Umar saw them and he said, it is these people regarding whom Allah revealed, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Men who are not distracted by their tijarat business and trade and commerce and buying and selling, they are not distracted because of it from zikrullah, from establishing salah, from giving zakah. They are fearful of that day when the eyes will be toppled and tousled around. Allah will reward them for the most beautiful deeds which they have done, and Allah will increase their reward out of His grace. And Allah provides for whom He wills without counting. So Ibn Umar said, these verses were revealed for these people who, as soon as they heard Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, they rushed to the masjid. We hear about people who were blacksmiths working in their workshop, but as soon as he heard Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he had lifted his hammer up to his shoulder, and when the azan's voice came, he didn't strike it, he put it and straight to the masjid. He could have struck it once at least, because he had raised it up to his shoulder, but he said, no, Allahu Akbar, full stop, finish, go, and rush to the masjid. When Allah's name is mentioned, they take it, Allah's name, seriously. Check yourself, my friends. How much seriously do you take the azan? We have receivers in our homes. Many times we switch the receiver off. We don't want to hear the azan. And many times we are hearing the azan, but we are casually doing whatever we are doing without paying any attention. Whereas we see our salaf, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi's wife, as soon as she would hear azan, she would leave all the work aside, straight to wudu, and straight performing namaz, right at the beginning of time. She is finished with the salat and everything, alhamdulillah, then she carries on with the work. Subaida Khatun, wife of Harun Rashid, was seen in a dream after she died. Many dreams were seen regarding her because she was a very pious lady. She was a queen, but still, she was very pious. She had a Quran mahal, in which there were 100 ladies reciting Quran 24 hours a day. They had shifts. They were all hafizas, 100 hafiza ladies reading Quran in the Quran mahal, Quran palace, 24 hours a day. 2-2 hour shift, changing their shifts and reading Quran all the time. She had made that river, Nehre Zubaida, from Iraq to Makkah Mukarramah for the benefit of the Hujjaj Kiram, so they can have water wherever they are traveling from. She spent millions in digging that river. The dreamer saw her and asked her that, how did you fare in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By the way, as soon as we die, if our ruh is pious, then the doors of the heavens are opened up and it penetrates through right up to the arsh of Allah and falls into the sajda in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, otherwise, if not, if it's the other case, the doors are not opened and the ruh is thrown back down into asfala safilin, down into sijjin. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Thrown down there. May Allah protect us from that. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when I die, if I am taken to Allah, and Allah asks me, Ismail, what have you brought for me? I will say, Allah, I have brought for you something which you don't have. So people said, by Hazrat, what does Allah not have? Allah has got the whole universe. And he said, Allah doesn't have tawazu, humility. Allah doesn't humble himself before anyone. I will say, Allah, I brought humility for you. I was humble, I used to humble myself before everyone. So these are akabir, you know, they used to think, they had to think about it. Today we forget that standing before Allah, presentation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ready for it. So Zubaydah was asked, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi was asked after his death, that Imam Sahib, you know, how did you fare in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, well, I was presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah said to me, Muhammad, maang kya mangta hai? Ask Muhammad, what do you want? And I said, oh Allah, please forgive me. And Allah said, Muhammad, I gave you this ilm of deen because I wanted to forgive you. Ask for something else. So Zubaydah was seen in dream. How did you fare in the court of Allah? And she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me, Zubaydah, what have you brought for me? And I said, Allah, I brought for you a Quran mahal. I used to have Quran recited every day. And he said, no, I gave you money. You had some, you know, ladies who were half his heart, and they used to recite Quran. Make a top for diya. Tell me something else. What have you brought? I brought for you the Nehar, the river. I spent millions in digging that. I gave you money, so you did it. I could have taken that work from someone else. I gave you the tawfiq to do it. Something which is specially for me. What have you brought for me? And I said, Allah, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. And Allah said, yes, you have one thing which I loved from you, and because of that I'm going to forgive you. It was that once you were hungry, you sat down to eat, nice delicious food, tasty, hot. You were about to eat, put that morsel in your mouth, and suddenly Muazzin said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And you put that morsel down, you covered your head, you sat, listened to the azan attentively, and replied to the azan, and read the azan dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tammah wa salati al-qa'imah, aati sayyidina Muhammadin al-wasila wal-fadila wa ba'athu al-maqam al-mahmud al-ladhi wa'attah, wa arzuqna shafa'atahu yawm al-qiyamah innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. And then you started eating. Because of that respect and adab of yours for the azan, for my name, I am forgiving you. So when Allah is mentioned, we should not fall deaf and blind. No. We should pay immediate attention. This is the first quality of Iman Kamil. Alladheena idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum. And if you reach on a higher level, meaning if you get bayat to a shaykh, you start doing your zikr properly, and you get that qurb and proximity and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get that halawat of iman in your heart. You will have Allah in your heart all the time. And slightest bit will move you and shake you. Slightest remembrance of Allah or some ayat of Allah will bring tears to your eyes. Our hearts are today corrupted, rusted. You know, they are rusted with the dunya which is surrounding us. We are into this dunya, falling high over our heels, and we are not paying attention to Allah the way we should be paying attention to Allah, the way we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Allah. Allah sometimes complains to us, people are in ghaflat, in negligence, don't remember me. Lahu lahiyatan qulubuhum wa hum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun. People are in ghaflat, negligence, lahiyatan qulubuhum, lahu amusement, entertainment, games, sports, football, cricket, tennis, all amusements, they distract us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put us into ghaflat, negligence. They are entertainment, little bit is okay maybe, but over engrossment in these things and, you know, dying for them, crying when your team loses, or overjoyous when they win, you know, and jumping up and down, And this type of engrossment with your sports and games and distraction is what Allah hates. Allah dislikes. Allah doesn't want to see you in that position. Allah wants to see you close to Allah, to the masjid, to zikr of Allah, tilawat, Quran, reciting Quran. Allah wants to see you in tahajjud, qiyamul layl, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This reminds me of Ibrahim al-Khawwas rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, dawa'ul qulubi khamsatun. The cure for the sicknesses and the disease of hearts are in five things. Qiyamul layl, at-tadarru' inda al-ashar, khuluul batn, and mujalasatu salihin. Five things he mentioned. Number one, he said, qiyamul layl. That standing in front of Allah at night. Do we pray tahajjud? How many people here pray tahajjud? We struggle to pray our fajr. Let alone question of tahajjud. Qiyamul layl. Qiyamul layl. It cleans the heart. Gets rid of the dust, a rust of the heart. Qiyamul layl is the dawa of qulub. Believe me, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi qiyamil layl." Hold on firmly to qiyamul layl. Don't let go of qiyamul layl. Alaykum bi qiyamil layl. Fainnahu da'bu salihin qablakum. Qiyamul layl is the practice of the salihin who came before you, the anbiya alayhim assalam, the awliya of the previous nations, the Hawariyin, they all used to stand before Allah at night. Da'bu salihin qablakum. Wa inna qiyam al-layl qurbatun lakum ila rabbikum. Wa maghfaratun lis-sayyi'at. Wa manhaatun 'anil ithm. Wa matradatun lid-da'i 'anil jasad. Indeed, qiyam al-layl will draw you closer and closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day with your qiyamul layl, you will get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become from the muqarrabeen and mahbubeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحببته فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها فلئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذ بي لأعيذنه. With nawafil, My slave keeps coming closer and closer and closer to me until I begin to love him. Hatta uhibbahu. And when I begin to love him, I become his ears with which he hears, his eyes with which he sees, his hand with which he takes, his feet with which he walks. Then if he were to ask me, I will give him. If he was to seek my protection, I will give him my protection. This is qurb of Allah. And that qurb of Allah is through qiyamul layl. Qurbatun lakum ila rabbikum. Wa maghfaratun lis-sayyi'at. And qiyamul layl is an expiation for the previous sins. Wa manhaatun 'anil ithm. And it will stop you from sinning in future. Wa matradatun lid-da'i 'anil jasad. And it will remove sicknesses from your body. It is the cure for the sickness of the heart, and it is a cure for the sickness of the body. We are sick today because we eat too late, we eat junk food, we sleep too late, we don't get proper sleep, we don't wake up on time, we struggle to get up early in the morning and get off to work, and we're always rubbing our eyes and rushing for time and out of time and late for work. This is what's making us sick. Talking after Isha Salat is not allowed. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anin nawmi qablaha wal hadith ba'daha. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't sleep before Isha namaz and don't talk after Isha namaz. Don't sleep before Isha. Make sure you're awake until you pray your Isha. And after Isha, go to sleep straight away. Don't talk, don't gossip. So, if we were to sleep early, we could get proper rest, wake up early, pray qiyamul layl, and our day will be with nishat and chusti. We will have that spiritual boost and energy to get through the day. Every day we need that spiritual boost and energy through qiyamul layl. So, qiyamul layl is necessary. First, cure for the disease of the heart, Ibrahim al-Khawwas rahmatullah said, is Qiyamul Layl. Second cure is Tilawatul Qur'an bit Tadabbur. Reciting Qur'an with Tadabbur. With Tadabbur, meaning contemplating over the meaning of the Qur'an. It cures your heart. If you don't know Arabic, read nice translation. If you have good translation and you go through it, a little bit of tafsir with it as well, good tafsir to understand the meaning of it, and you ponder and contemplate over what your Allah is saying to you, then this will cure the disease of your heart. And number three, he said, khuluwul batn, keeping the stomach empty, fasting. Even if you don't fast, eating little, don't overeat, don't eat too much. This is one of our problems. We eat too much and then we have the sicknesses, these illnesses, and then we have to run again and again to the doctor and hospital and then appointments and back and forth. May Allah protect us from all forms of illnesses. May Allah protect us from coronavirus. Allahumma inna na'uzu bika minal junoon wal juzam wal baras wa sayyi'il asqam. And I once heard Sheikh Yunus Saab counting all the illnesses with this. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal junoon wal baras wal juzam wal baras wal rheumatism wal arthritis wal heart attack wal diabetes wal cholesterol. Sari bimani usme ginwani aur wasayyi ul asqam. So, we seek Allah's refuge. And we protect ourselves as well. Khuluwul batn, keeping the stomach empty. This reminds me of reading somewhere. Muqawqis, the king of Misr, sent lots of gifts for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Egypt. One of those gifts was his personal doctor, expert. A very mahir expert doctor. And, you know, I'm sending him for you. So the doctor came to Medina Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted him. Now, bichara, he was bored because there were no patients. So he used to just lie around, roam around here and there. He's got nothing to do. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him over and he said, go back to your home, your city. You won't find any sick people over here, because he gave the reason for that. Inna qawmun la na'kulu hatta najua wa idha akalna la nashba. We are such people that we don't eat until we are really hungry, and when we do eat, we don't fill our bellies. So we never fall in. You won't find any sick people in Medina. Just go back. You'll be bored over here. And he went back. He returned. So the root cause of illnesses is this belly. Mast kalandar, sab kuch andar. Sab kuch andar. Ye bimani ki jad hai. Khuluwul batn. If we keep our stomach empty, then it will be cure for the disease of our hearts as well. Number four, he said, khuluwul batn, qiyamul layl, qiraatul quran bit tadabbur, khuluwul batn, or at-tadarru' inda al-ashar, or phir mujalasatul salihin. At-tadarru' inda al-ashar, sehri ke waqt girgirana. At suhoor time, crying your eyes out in front of Allah. Cry your eyes out. Cry for in front of Allah. We don't know how to cry. This reminds me of our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahab, Nabwalallahu Marqadahu, Barrada Mavziyahu. Very soft-hearted person. Anything small would bring tears in his eyes. Cry his eyes out. I remember once in Darul Uloom 99, when this boy from New Zealand went out to some water, river, and he slipped and he got stuck into the weeds at the bottom and he passed out, died. The firemen came and the divers came, took the body out, very hospital. So we had to identify the body, so we took the passport from the office and went to hospital. Hazrat was with us. So we went and we stood there in the mortuary. Now, while we are standing there, complete silence, and suddenly I hear crying. So I'm looking around, who's crying? And then I noticed, oh, Babi's Hazrat. And he was sobbing. He couldn't see that boy. And he was crying profusely. And I was shaken as well. He was crying so much. You know, we were shaken by his tears and his crying. Soft-hearted person. In the beginning, you know, once when we were struggling for paying the price, you know, for Darul Uloom, Hazrat was invited by someone in Scotland that you come here, we will help you, and inshallah some funds will be made available for you. So Hazrat came to Bolton, and from Bolton he was going to go with someone to Scotland. So he stayed at someone's house. So the person said that, you know, Hazrat slept downstairs on the sofa, settee, whatever. And we, small house, so we went upstairs. And, you know, at night, I hear someone crying like a baby. So I thought, where is this, you know, where is this baby crying? Where is this crying coming from? I slowly tiptoed downstairs, and the voice increased. And I come and I see downstairs that Hazrat is in sajda and he's crying his eyes out like a baby. And it was noise of Hazrat's crying. And then in the morning, how you shake it in the morning, we went. I said, Hazrat, you know, bahut ro rahe the raat ka bhai, kya karna, Allah ke samne rona hi hai. Allah se mangana hai. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah, he wrote to Hazrat in the beginning that, you know, keep your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course we have to move our hands and feet, but we always have to rely upon Allah. It is Allah who will do things. Hazrat went and alhamdulillah, those who had promised help, he came back, he was really happy. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided the funds and help. So, we have to cry in front of Allah at suhoor time. That is the time of acceptance of du'as. That is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to the earthly heaven and he is calling out with after his special tajalli in the manner which befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له ألا من مسترزق فأرزقه ألا من مبتلا فأعافيه ألا كذا ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر. Is there any seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there any seeking rizq that I may provide rizq for him? Is there anyone in distress that I may give him afiyat? Is there such and such a person? Imagine how disrespectful to Allah that he is calling out and we are snoring on our beds. We have to get up at suhoor time, pray a few rakats, and then tadarru, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, fifth thing he said is at mujalasatu salihin. If we sit in the company of sulaha, mashayikh, ulama, this is what will cure the disease of our hearts. Sit in the durus that take place over here. Sit in the majalis of zikr, majalis of mashayikh. Buy some nice books of biographies of mashayikh. Read those biographies. Because when you read the biography of someone, then it is as though you are sitting in their company. And you are benefiting from their life stories and from their statements, from their words, from their advices. So as though you are sitting in their company. So read some nice biographies of mashayikh, as though you are sitting with them. So, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said was, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. This wajl and khawf and fear will come in our hearts when Allah is there. And we constantly remember Allah. We turn to Allah. Our hearts are clean. That rust is removed from the heart. This is when that softness, that gentleness, our hearts will become like sponge. That hard-heartedness will go away from our hearts, fade away. And softness will come. And then we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will be like Sahaba Ridwanullah Ali Majma'in. Bil layli ruhban wa bin nahari fursan. By night they were monks. Standing before Allah, praying, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we want to change the whole world, but we don't want to change ourselves. It's impossible. In khialastu mahalastu junu. It's not going to happen. We have to change ourselves. Then the environment around us will change too. So, wajilat qulubuhum. And secondly, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the verses of Allah are recited to them, it increases their iman. They increase their iman. Our condition should be when Quran is recited, we should be fully focused. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Many mashayikh, when listening to Quran, they would close their eyes and they would feel that my whole body is listening to the Quran. And this should be the condition of the reciter as well. Qari Abdul Basit, Rahmatullah Ali, used to recite Quran beautifully. He is Malikul Qurra, the king of Qurras. I heard in one of his interviews on YouTube that he said, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ وَصَلَ إِلَى الْقَلْبِ. When Quran comes out of the heart, it penetrates the heart as well. If it's only lip service, it will only go in one ear and out of the other ear. But when you recite Quran from the heart, it will go deep into the hearts of the listeners. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Quran is recited, their iman is increased, elevated. They feel elated, rejuvenated. They go into an ecstasy. Allah, Allah, mere Allah ne ye kaha, mere Allah ne ye farmaya. My Allah is saying this. Allah forgive us. Today, when someone says to someone, ittaqillah, he said, who are you to judge me? You care about yourself. Whereas when Salaf, someone said to them, ittaqillah, they would say, jazakallah, thank you very much, you've reminded me. Fear Allah, I should fear Allah. We have to change ourselves. That when someone mentions Allah, Allah's name, Qur'ani ayat, Allah's verses, we should immediately stop. Like we read regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He would stop at Qur'an. As soon as Quran is recited to him, if he was really angry, he would immediately, his anger would subside. And he would immediately calm down. Because Quran was recited. Allah said something. Sayyidina Umar was doing his nightly round. And he heard some music from one house. There were some people enjoying, having some, you know, fun, nice time. So Sayyidina Umar knocked on the door. And they didn't even hear him. So Sayyidina Umar went around the back. He jumped over the fence. And he forced entry into the house. And they were all gobsmacked. Everybody scared and shaking. Oh, Sayyidina Umar is here. And Sayyidina Umar was really angry. What are you doing? And one of them over, Amirul Mumineen, if we've made one mistake, you've committed three mistakes. Allah said, وَأْتُلْ بُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. You didn't come from the right door, you came from behind. Allah said, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تِسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. And you came inside without seeking permission. And Allah said, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not investigate, you come here to investigate. And Sayyidina Umar immediately stopped his anger went away. He said, all right, don't do it again. And he left. Imam Zainul Abidin Hussein ibn Ali, very nice person, but nice people get angry as well sometimes. So his maid was helping him do wudu, and she was pouring water over him, and she was daydreaming and looking here and there and pouring water. And he was trying to do wudu properly. He said, Pani sahi dalo, pour the water properly, and she's still. And suddenly she poured the whole, you know, lota over him and his whole clothes and everything got wet. He got really angry. Dikhti nahi kis tarah se pani dalti hai. You're watching properly. I told you to pour water properly. And she immediately decided, wal kazimin al ghayz. That those people who suppress their anger. And he said, kazam tu ghayzi. I am suppressing my anger. And she said, wal afina anin nas. Those who pardon people. Qad afawtu anki. And she said, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And he said, Izhabi faqad a'taqtuki. Go, I have freed you. And he, stopping at what Allah is saying, immediately. This is, you know, wajilat qulubuhum, and wa'idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu, zadatuhum imana. Stopping whatever Allah is saying, increasing your iman when listening to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing what Allah is telling you to do. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And third quality is tawakkul upon Allah. Reliance upon Allah. No matter what condition, favorable condition, unfavorable condition. Whether you are going through prosperity or adversity. You are going through good times or tough times. You are having good health or ill health. Whatever state, condition you are in, you turn to Allah. Put your trust in Allah. Connect yourself to Allah. There is no objection upon Allah. No anger upon Allah. No turning to other things besides Allah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. This is their third quality. And fourth quality. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. Who established salah. Allah didn't say yusallun. Say yuqimuna salah. Praying is something and establishing prayer is something else. You know, now and then prayer, that prayer salah which is convenient for us and slightest bit of inconvenience and salah is out of the door. That's no good. You have to be punctual, paband upon salah. You have to have the love and the shauq and desire for salah. Not just farz salah, for nafil salah. You have to love your tahajjud. You have to love your ishraq, your chash, your awwabin, your salatul tasbih. You should love your sujood. When you go in sujood, you should feel that presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhan rabbi al-a'la. Subhan rabbi al-a'la. Subhan rabbi al-a'la. See it with full concentration and see how much, you know, pleasure and how much focused attention you feel in your heart and your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some time ago we went to Albania with Rahma Mercy, Mawlana Khalil Sahib. Mawlana Khalil Sahib mentioned, you know, this young girl, she had turned to Islam. She was a Muslimah but not practicing. But mashallah, she turned to Islam, she started practicing. She learned how to do wudu properly, how to do, pray namaz properly. She was into practicing just 6 months. And she said that, I feel so good, alhamdulillah. When I'm doing wudu, even if the water is cold, but the warmth of salah gets rid of the cold of the water. Now, water in Albania is very cold. When we went, the weather was relatively okay. But we had to do wudu outside with the cold water and we felt it. So I was thinking, how would it be in winter? And she said that, alhamdulillah, I have, you know, when I do wudu, even though water is freezing, but as soon as I stand in front of Allah, she said, you know, all that cold and chilly feeling fades away. And she says, when I go in sajda, you know, I feel so relaxed. Sajda is so soothing that I don't want to lift my head off from the sajda. Imagine this is a girl who's just started practicing 6 months ago. We've been practicing for so long. Have we ever felt that in our sujood? This is our connection with our master, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're focused, you're dedicated to your salah, you will get that feeling in your heart. Definitely get it. Allah is saying, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And fifth quality is, they are generous, they are sakhi. They spend, and spend, and spend, and spend from whatever we had provided for them. They are not stingy, they are not bakhil, they don't like withholding the money. They don't needlessly hoard money and keep looking at the bank balances and counting every pound and penny. No, they are generous, generous at heart, they are sakhi. They are sakhi in giving in the path of Allah, sakhi in spending on their families, not unnecessarily, not on things which we shouldn't be spending on, you know, haram things like sky, cable, dish, and this and that, haram things like in shadi, biyah, rasam, rivaj, weddings, customs, Allah knows, you know, getting loans from the bank for a lavish wedding of 30, 40, 50,000. Allah knows what's happening with the society today. Allah forbid. Allah give us some understanding. No. That's not the spending Allah is talking about. Spending where we should be spending. Spending like the Sahaba used to spend. They used to spend. Allahu Akbar. They used to spend. They loved spending. And Allah used to give them as well. This is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى أَنْ تُبْسَطَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. Wallah, it is not poverty that I fear upon you. لَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. What I fear is that the dunya be spread out for you as it was spread out for those before you. And then you compete and vie with one another in acquiring and getting hold of that dunya and that world. And then it would destroy you like it's destroyed them. This is what I fear most. He had predicted it, that this could happen, and this is happening to the ummah. May Allah protect us. So Sahaba knew this. They were very mindful of this. They never fell for the dunya. They used to spend. They loved spending. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, billionaire. When he died and his estate was distributed, he had four wives, and every wife got 80,000. And that was one thumun, one eighth of his estate. So he, seven parts were given to his children, and one part was divided among his wife, and his wives were four, so each one got 80,000 from his estate. Imagine how wealthy Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was. So once Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha was praying her chasht namaz, Salatul Duha, and she heard the noise of a caravan arriving. You know, there's noise of lots of camels with lots of goods and maybe some bells ringing here and there as well. So she heard that, all that noise. She finished her salah and she said, what is this? And she was told that this is the caravan of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, which has brought goods from another place and he's taking them to the markets to sell. And it was huge, maybe hundreds of camel carrying load. So she said, oho, Abdul Rahman has become dunyadar. He has fallen for the glitter of the world. Into his business, so much wealth, so much business. So someone narrated this to Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, who is from Ashari Mubashara. So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said, acha, Ummul Mumineen said this? No problem, she will see what I do. So he went to the market, offloaded all the goods, and placed everything, the whole market was filled. And then he made an announcement, sent announcers around city of Medina, that Abdul Rahman's goods has arrived. Everything is free for the people of Medina. Come and take as much as you want. And within minutes, everything was gone. And Ummul Mumineen said, no, Abdul Rahman is still on the way on which he was in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is their generosity. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We have to spend, like Salafi Saliheen. So if we have these five qualities, then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. They are the believers in truth. They have the kamil, perfect, complete iman. We have so much love for Allah, and we fear Allah as well, both. Love and fear should be mixed, a mixture of both. So we love him so much, we don't want to lose him. We are scared of losing him. This is the khawf and fear and love and muhabbat both mixed together. So when Allah is mentioned to them, they start, their hearts begin to tremble. Number two, when Quran is recited to them, their iman increases. And number three, they are always putting their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning their attention to him. And number four, establishing salah. And number five, spending generously from whatever Allah has given. If you have these five qualities, Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّى. They are the believers in truth. May Allah give us all these qualities. Allah said, لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. For them are high ranks with their Rabb in Jannah. High ranks with their Rabb. And maghfirat, forgiveness. And rizqun kareem, noble sustenance and rizq will be provided for them forever and ever in Jannah. May Allah give us the five qualities. May Allah make us from Ashabul Jannah. May Allah protect us from the azab of Jahannam, from the azab of Qabr. And may Allah protect us from all illnesses and sicknesses, the ones we can see which we can't see, and protect us from all forms of viruses and plagues and epidemics. And who knows what is behind it, what scheming and plotting is behind it. Allah protect the whole country and the whole world from such illnesses and viruses. May Allah be pleased with us. Jazakumullah. Shukriya Mulana Muhammad Saab. Dua kar lete hain. Durud Sharif par lo. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي نبي الرحمة كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الفائزين المهديين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يستجاب لها اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجنون والجزام والبرص وسيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا أرحم الراحمين محض اپنے فضل اور کرم سے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دیجیے پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما لیجیے, پوری امت کے حال پر رحم فرمائیے, ہر قسم کے چھوٹے بڑے فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے. یا اللہ ہمارے ایمان پر ایک یلغار ہو رہی ہے, یا اللہ ایمان پر حملے ہو رہے ہیں, یا اللہ ہمیں ان فتنوں کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. یا اللہ ہماری ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے, ہماری نوجوان نسلوں کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے. یا اللہ ان کو ایمان پر ثابت قدمی عطا فرمائیے, دین اور ایمان کی سمجھ عطا فرمائیے, اور دین کو سیکھنے کا شوق عطا فرمائیے, قرآن پاک کو سیکھنے کا شوق عطا فرمائیے, قرآن پاک کی سمجھ عطا فرمائیے, قرآن پاک کو پڑھنے سمجھنے اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. ہم سب کو ایمان کامل عطا فرمائیے, ہم سب کو پکا مسلمان بنائیے, ہم سب کو ایک اور نیک بنائیے, ہمارے قلوب میں الفت اور محبت پیدا فرمائیے, ہمیں تقوی اور طہارت اخلاص اور للہیت والی زندگی نصیب فرمائیے, ہمیں آپ کی سچی محبت عطا فرمائیے, آپ کی معرفت کا نور عطا فرمائیے, آپ کا دھیان اور آپ کا استحضار عطا فرمائیے, آپ کا خوف نصیب فرمائیے, ہر لمحہ آپ کی طرف متوجہ رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, آپ کی ذات پر صحیح معنی میں توکل نصیب فرمائیے, آپ کی ذات سے رضا اور خوش رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, صبر اور شکر والی زندگی نصیب فرمائیے, رضا اور تسلیم والی زندگی نصیب فرمائیے, ہماری سب ضرورتوں کو خزانے غیب سے پورا فرمائیے, ہماری انفرادی اجتماعی ملی ضرورتوں کو پورا فرمائیے, ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیاں ختم فرمائیے, جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرمائیے, جن کے گھروں میں کوئی بیمار ہے کوئی ہسپتال میں ہے, یا اللہ ان کو شفا عطا فرمائیے, صحت اور عافیت اور تندرستی کی نعمت عطا فرمائیے, ہر قسم کی چھوٹی بڑی بیماریوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے, یا اللہ چلتا پھرتا رکھیے اور چلتا پھرتا اٹھائیے, یا اللہ انڈیپینڈنٹ رکھیے, ڈیپینڈنٹ بن جانے سے حفاظت فرمائیے, ڈسیبلٹی سے بچائیے, یا اللہ محتاجی سے بچائیے, یا اللہ کسی کے سر پر پڑنے سے بچائیے, یا اللہ اب تو بچے بھی اللہ اولڈ ہوم میں بھیج دیتے ہیں, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرمائیے, محتاجی سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے, ہر قسم کی بیماریوں سے بچائیے, یا اللہ ہر قسم کی بیماریوں سے بچائیے, ہر قسم کے وائرس اور اپیڈیمک سے بچائیے, یا اللہ کورونا وائرس سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے, یا اللہ اس قسم کے اور جو وائرس ہیں ان سے بھی حفاظت فرمائیے, چھوٹی بیماریوں سے بھی بچائیے, بڑی بیماریوں سے بھی بچائیے, صحت اور تندرستی عطا فرمائیے, ہماری سب ضرورتیں پوری فرمائیے, جو بےچارے یا اللہ قرض میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں ان کو قرض سے چھٹکارا عطا فرمائیے, جن کی بزنس میں گھاٹا نقصان ہو گیا ہے اس نقصان کی تلافی فرمائیے, مسلمانوں کی بزنس کی حفاظت فرمائیے, مسلمانوں کی جائیداد اور مکان دکان تجارت کی حفاظت فرمائیے, یا اللہ تجارت میں برکت عطا فرمائیے, یا اللہ حق حلال طریقے پر تجارت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, کسی کو ٹھگنے سے حفاظت فرمائیے, جھوٹی قسمیں کھانے سے حفاظت فرمائیے, جھوٹ بولنے سے بچائیے, یا اللہ صحیح طرح صداقت اور امانت کے ساتھ تجارت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, مسلمانوں کی تجارتوں میں خوب برکت عطا فرمائیے, اور یا اللہ خوب آپ کے راستے میں خرچ کرنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, زکوٰۃ صحیح نکالنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, صدقہ خیرات کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, تہجد کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, للہیت نصیب فرمائیے, پانچ وقت کی نمازوں کا اہتمام نصیب فرمائیے, یا اللہ قرآن پاک خوب پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, نفلی روزے خوب رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, ہمیں آپ کا قرب نصیب فرمائیے, آپ کی محبت عطا فرمائیے, آپ کی ذات کے ساتھ ذاتی تعلق اور پرسنل کنیکشن نصیب فرمائیے, آپ کی ذات سے بعد اور دوری سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے, یا اللہ ہمارے اس لیسٹر کے شہر میں یا اللہ جتنی بھی مساجد ہیں ان کی حفاظت فرمائیے, جتنے مدارس ہیں ان کی حفاظت فرمائیے, جتنے ادارے ہیں یا اللہ جتنے بھی ادارے ہیں, انسٹیٹیوٹ ہیں, سکول ہیں, یا اللہ اسلامی سکول ہیں, سب کی حفاظت فرمائیے, سب کی ضرورتوں کو خزانے غیب سے پورے فرمائیے, جتنے علماء کرام ہیں, مشائخ ہیں, ان کی زندگیوں میں خوب برکت عطا فرمائیے, یا اللہ ان کے علوم اور فیوز سے تمام شہر والوں کو مستفیض فرمائیے, یا اللہ ہم سب کو ایمان پر ثابت قدمی عطا فرمائیے, مشائخ کی محبت عطا فرمائیے, ان کی صحبت میں بیٹھ کر ان سے استفادے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, یا اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائیے, پوری امت کی حال پر رحم فرمائیے, امت اس وقت بہت مظلوم ہے, یا اللہ نارتھ سے لے کر ساؤتھ ایسٹ سے لے کر ویسٹ میں جہاں دیکھیں امت مظالم کا شکار ہے, یا اللہ ہم سمجھتے ہیں اس میں بھی کوئی حکمت ہے, یا اللہ ہم آپ سے بہت دور ہو گئے اس کا یہ نتیجہ ہے, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دیجیے, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دیجیے, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دیجیے, پوری امت کو معاف کر کر دیئے, اللہ پوری امت کو معاف کر دیئے, اللہ پوری امت سے راضی ہو جائیے, خوش ہو جائیے, ناراض مت رہیے, اللہ آپ ناراض ہو گئے میرا بہت نقصان ہوگا, اب غصہ مت کیجئے, اب معاف کر دیئے, آپ راضی ہو جائیے, آپ خوش ہو جائیے, امت کو ہدایت عطا فرمائیے. جو بیچارے نادان ہیں اللہ جہالت کی وجہ سے گناہوں میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں ان کو ہدایت نصیب فرمائیے, سمجھتے نہیں ہیں, دین کی سمجھ عطا فرمائیے, اللہ دین کا شوق عطا فرمائیے, دین پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. ہمارے نوجوان بچے بچیاں جو دین سے دور ہو گئے, بہت سے دین سے نکل گئے, مرتد ہو گئے, اپوسٹیٹ ہو گئے, بیچاروں کو ہدایت عطا فرمائیے, بیچارے جانتے نہیں ہیں, دین کی سمجھ عطا فرمائیے, ان کو جو غلط فہمیاں ہیں ان کو دور فرمائیے, جو غلط سمجھ رہے ہیں اللہ اس کو دور فرمائیے, اور یا اللہ جو شکار بن گئی ہیں ظالموں کی اس سے ان کی حفاظت فرمائیے, یوٹیوب پر اس قسم کی ویڈیو دیکھنے سے ان کو بچائیے, یا اللہ فیس بک کی شرارت سے بچائیے, یا اللہ سوشل میڈیا کے شر سے بچائیے, ٹی وی کے شر سے بچائیے, یا اللہ غلط دوستی اور صحبت کے شر سے بچائیے, یا اللہ اچھی صحبت میں اچھی دوستی میں رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, یا اللہ مسجد کے قریب رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, مسجد کے ماحول میں جڑنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, یا اللہ دین کو سیکھنا دین پر چلنا ہمارے لیے ان کے لیے سب کے لیے آسان فرمائیے, یا اللہ ہماری نسلوں کے دین اور ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے, اس مسجد کی خاص طور پر حفاظت فرمائیے, اس میں جو کچھ معمولات ہوتے ہیں ان سب کو شرف قبولیت سے مالا مال فرمائیے, اور یا اللہ اس کی ضرورتوں کو خزانے غیب سے پورا فرمائیے, ائمہ حضرات کی حفاظت فرمائیے, مسلیوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے, کمیٹی والوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے, اور یا اللہ تمام مساجد کی حفاظت فرمائیے, خاص طور پر حرمین شریفین, کعبۃ اللہ شریف اور روضہ رسول کی حفاظت فرمائیے, مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرمائیے, یا اللہ مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرمائیے, یا اللہ اس کی حفاظت کرنے والوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے, فلسطین کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرمائیے, ظالموں کے ظلم سے نجات عطا فرمائیے, ظالموں کے حق میں ہدایت ہے تو نصیب فرمائیے, نہیں ہے تو ان کے ظلم کے یا اللہ جو کیفر کردار ہے انجام ہے وہاں تک ان کو پہنچائیے, آپ ہی ان سے نمٹ لیجیے, یا اللہ چن چن کر ایک ایک کو ختم فرمائیے, یا اللہ مظالم سے بچائیے, یا اللہ شام کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرمائیے, عرب اور عجم پر رحم فرمائیے, ہندو پاک افغان برما بنگال روہنگیا کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرمائیے, ہر جگہ امن و امان چین سکون پیس والی فضا قائم فرمائیے, ہمارے اس ملک پر بھی رحم فرمائیے, بریگزٹ کی مصیبت سے بچائیے, بریگزٹ کے منفی اثرات سے بچائیے, تاجروں کی تجارت کی حفاظت فرمائیے, اور یا اللہ ہمارے لیے اس میں بھی خیر مقدر فرمائیے, پورے ملک کے لیے خیر مقدر فرمائیے, ملک کی معیشت اور اکنامی کی حفاظت فرمائیے, اور یا اللہ ہم کو آپ یہاں پر لائے ہیں, ہمارے ذریعے آپ نے ان کو ظاہری اچھی نعمتیں کھانے پینے کی عطا فرمائی ہیں, اب ان کو باطنی روحانی نعمتیں بھی عطا فرمائیے, یا اللہ ان کے گھروں کے دروازے پر آپ ایمان اسلام کو لے آئے ہیں, اب ان کے گھروں میں بھی گھسا دیجیے, اگر یہ مسلمان نہ ہو تو ان کی نسلوں میں مسلمان پیدا فرمائیے, اسلام کو زندہ فرمائیے, ان کی نسلوں کو اسلام کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرمائیے, اللہ پورے ملک پر رحم فرمائیے, ہدایت کی ہواؤں کو عام فرمائیے, مسلمان کو بھی ہدایت عطا فرمائیے, غیر مسلم کو بھی ہدایت عطا فرمائیے, ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں سن لیجئے, ہم سب کو ہر طرح کی خیر اور برکت سے مالا مال فرمائیے, ہر قسم کے شرور سے, فتنوں سے, بلاؤں سے, آفتوں سے, بیماریوں سے, امراض سے, یا اللہ ہم سب کی پوری پوری حفاظت فرمائیے, ہم سب کو ہر وہ خیر عطا فرمائیے جو آپ کے پاک پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ سے مانگی ہے, اور ہر اس شر سے پناہ نصیب فرمائیے جس سے انہوں نے آپ کی پناہ مانگی ہے, ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.